Now, social enterprises are businesses that tackle social problems. They improve communities, they provide employment, or they can help the environment. It's an amazing concept, and there are many successful social enterprises all over Australia. Now, one of these is Green Connect Farm, a chemical-free permaculture farm in Wollongong that provides nutritious food and employment to the community. It's a win-win concept. But why don't we see more businesses like Green Connect? Here to help me understand this a little bit more about the farm and how it all works is the farm manager at Green Connect, Callum Champagne. Callum, first of all, fabulous name.
Yeah, thank you.
Mr. Champagne, that's the best.
Yeah, thanks, Lily. I get that a lot.
You get that a lot, I'm sure you do. Yeah. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Okay, now,
yeah, thanks for having me.
Talking seriously, tell us about what Green Connect Farm does and how it functions as a social enterprise.
Yep. So Green Connect Farm is part of Green Connect more generally. So Green Connect's a social enterprise that creates jobs and employment pathways for former refugees and young people. And we do this in sustainable industries. So we run a zero waste service, we run an op shop, we do staffing solution for other businesses, we do education, and we run the farm, which is what I do. So it's a 12-acre mixed permaculture farm. We predominantly do veggie boxes, but we also do free-range meat, eggs, honey, and education on the farm.
Oh wow!
And all of the revenue goes towards employing and supporting former refugees and young people.
Wow! What's the best bit about your job, Callum?
The best bit. It's pretty hard to pick one bit. I think working with people and seeing people, you know, especially young people who, you know, often we're working with people from difficult backgrounds. And, you know, seeing them grow and take responsibility, you know, it's the hardest part, and, yeah. but it's also the funnest.
Yeah, I'm glad you just said the hardest part, because I was wondering what have been some of the hardest challenges you've faced in building the farm into a successful social enterprise?
I think we made it everything. Like farming is probably the worst industry to pick if you want to build a viable enterprise, because basically, you know, farmers aren't paid enough. Everyone knows that.
Isn't that just criminal?
Yeah, but you know, the challenging thing with social enterprise is, you know, businesses are set up to be financially sustainable. And charities are set up to do good things, either for people or for the environment. As a social enterprise, we've got to do both of those things at the exact same time. And so balancing that, you know, wanting to support people, wanting to do everything as best we can for the environment, with the reality of needing to be financially sustainable and kind of running a business to make all that happen. That's kind of the challenging part for all social enterprises, and particularly for the farm.
Yeah, right. I guess like any business, the success of a social enterprise can be measured by growth. How has Green Connect Farm grown and changed over the years?
So when we started 6 years ago, I think our weekly harvest and sell, so we were all volunteers at that stage, and our weekly harvest and sell was maybe 2 kilos of salad mix.
I was going to say, was it like you and three chickens out the back of?
Yeah, something like that. This week, you know, we packed close to 200 veggie boxes that go out
wow.
to the community.
Wow.
And then every season we're doing, over 200 kilos of free-range meat. We're doing honey. And the employment aspect is, you know, it's gone from volunteers to over 300 hours of paid employment at the farm, that's supported by what we do.
What are the challenges that limit Green Connect's ability to grow further from here, other than obviously balancing that doing good work and then also being, you know, financially viable? What would you say the other challenges are?
I mean, for us, like, it's space. We've kind of ran out of I guess, let's say space and market. Our biggest, we've always been able to produce more than we can sell, because, yeah, people's perceptions of what food should be available is pretty different to what the climate allows for us to do in Illawarra. So when we're growing and selling seasonal foods, you know, it's often not that easy to find customers who are willing to,
yeah,
you know, to see what's
like what's your biggest disconnect? Like, is it that people want avocados all year round and actually avocados only grow, well, they're only meant to grow like,
yeah,
2 months of the year?
Two things. Like people want tomatoes all year round. Like,
oh, yeah,
that's a thing. And even even people who come into it thinking that they're really aware of and really versatile often get shocked at what seasonality actually means.
Yeah.
But also, you know, we choose to do a subscription veg box product because it means we're not going through a third party to sell our stuff, which means Green Connect gets 100% of the revenue that goes out, which means we can invest that in the people that we work with rather than you know, half of our profits going to the person who sells it, like a retailer.
Yep.
But the downside of that is that, you know, people are addicted to choice, and, you know, people want to pick exactly what they want for that week.
Or, you know, and what? Or it's the lazy. Like, I mean, I have three recipes on rotation that I cook all year round, right?
Yeah.
So if I have a box that does not deliver me, oh, I don't know, like you say, tomatoes, carrots and some other zucchini, then I'm screwed because I don't know any other recipes.
Yeah,
right. Okay, interesting. Okay, do you think the model could be easily exported to other regions?
Yeah, definitely. Like, we haven't got a perfect site for growing food, so regions that do have better agricultural lands, it'd be converted much easily.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it kind of comes down to two people. To key people, and you know, the people that you can get on board, both from, you know, just general public and volunteers, but particularly from the target group. You know, the former refugees and the young people who, you know, come often to learn something and end up becoming really valuable team members.
Yeah.
It's kind of luck of the draw.
Yeah, right.
When those people come through.
Yeah. And what's on the horizon for Green Connect Farm? Any big goals?
Yeah, so the big, actually, as we speak, I don't know if you can hear any background
noise. I can hear a bit of, like, are we banging in, like, fence posts or something?
Yeah, no, we're actually setting up our education centre.
Oh, cool.
And so it's kind of been a long time coming. Like, the growth space for Green Connect Farm is education. Both, you know, children, we've got a lot of interest from school groups and from daycare groups to do kind of, you know, environmental-based children's activities. We're already doing farm tours, but also, you know, sustainability skills and cultural awareness for adults. So that's kind of what's, you know, that's a really exciting thing. We've just spent a lot of our winter setting up this awesome, you know, demonstration garden and kids garden, like kids exploratory garden.
Yeah, cool.
And it's all coming together now. So, yeah, we've already got some workshops and some activities on our website, but there'll be a lot more coming in 2021.
I was going to say, if people do want to find out more, where can they go? What's your website?
Yeah, so I'm not going to rattle that off because I'll probably get it wrong. But
we'll link it to the show notes.
If you Google Green Connect,
We're kind of trying to get into that
Sydney market because Wollongong's actually a really good day trip.
Yeah, it's I was actually thinking that as you were talking about it. I was thinking, oh, that's a really nice day trip down there. Yeah. Oh, Callum, look, we wish you all the best. Thank you so much for your time this morning. It's a really fantastic initiative and good luck moving into that education space. Obviously, people like me need it because I need to cook more recipes other than these three.
Thanks, Willie.
Have a great day. Bye.